I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure and get to 971talk.com. Download the voter guide. You can print it off. It's in PDF form. Take it with you to the polls today and vote appropriately, which, of course, is the way I want you to vote. And you'll see all my picks on there. For Secretary of State, the one you will see is Senator Denny Hoskins. So be sure and select that one today. We've got him on the phone right now. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning. Have you been to the polls yet?
Well, we have not been to the polls yet. My daughter gets off work, and this is her first time voting, so she's a little nervous about going to the polls for the first time and voting, so we're going to wait till after she gets off work and then go to the polls with her today.
Good for you. Congratulations. That's a big step. You know, I said earlier, we had here in St. Louis County, I think St. Charles County, 15 or 16% turnout in April. I don't know what the turnout's going to be here today, but I was just thinking back. I cannot remember from the time I could first vote. I can't remember not voting. And yet, in some cases, we have 60, 70% of potential voters who don't bother to go participate, Senator.
Yes, and that's very unfortunate. I predict record turnout today. I mean, we've got a huge, not only Secretary of State race with eight of us candidates in there, but a gubernatorial race with three, strong candidates that are polling really strong. You know, I'm voting for Senator Igel. I think he's the best conservative there. But yes, a lot of contested races up and down the ballot.
You know, people asked me earlier, how did you make your decision on your list of people that I had endorsed here? And I said, Well, number one, I know these individuals, and I want people who are conservatives and who are going to do what they say when they get there. And you've served in the Missouri Senate alongside a lot of people who ran as conservatives and went down there and voted as either moderates or Democrats.
That's right. That's right. Most certainly, I appreciate your endorsement, including me in your voter guide. But I call those people campaign conservatives. And listeners know who I'm talking about. Those folks that campaign as a conservative and then get elected and vote like liberal Democrats. We do not need any more campaign conservatives. And it's very important that voters, when out there doing the research about who to vote for, if they see somebody with an R behind their name, do the research and vet that candidate and make sure that that R stands for Republican, not Rhino.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good point. What are you hoping to accomplish as Secretary of State? Maybe that has been done or not attempted yet as Secretary of State.
Yeah, so I've talked really about three big things, and one is I believe the most secure votes are in person on Election Day with a photo ID and paper ballot. We need to make sure that non-citizens don't vote here in the state of Missouri. I want to audit the voter rolls and compare that to the Department of Homeland Security's list of illegal aliens that have crossed over the border illegally. Now, I know that won't include the gotaways, but that will include a lot of those. And then also audit the voter rolls compared to death records to make sure we don't have any dead people that are voting absentee. I've also said that, hey, we've got omnibus ballot language, but we don't want omnibus ballot language. And that's where voters have multiple subjects but only get to vote one time, yes or no, at the bottom. I've said that, hey, as your next Secretary of State, I will kick any ballot language off the ballot that has multiple subjects because voters deserve to vote on each one of those subjects individually. And then the last thing is part of funding for our public libraries actually comes through our Secretary of State's office. And unfortunately, in some of our public libraries, we have X-rated material in the kids section. I will defund and withhold any funds that come through the Secretary of State's office for those public libraries that have X-rated material in the kids section. Number one, mm-hmm. It's not appropriate for kids. You wouldn't take your 10-year-old daughter or granddaughter to a rated R movie. And number two, your state taxpayers shouldn't be paying for that. So those are three things that I've really ran on.
And I agree with all of that. You know, if there's anyone listening right now who is still on the fence, and maybe it's not about your race, but let's just theoretically say someone was on the fence, not quite sure who to vote for. What would your final plea be to voters this morning?
Yes. So I'm the only candidate for Secretary of State that's been endorsed by Missouri Right to Life for my pro-life voting record. There's a lot of those fake endorsements coming out, like Missouri Pro-Life. That's not even a real organization. That's a fake organization that some folks came up with that did not get the Missouri Right to Life endorsement. I've got an A rating from the National Rifle Association and an A-plus rating for the Missouri Firearms Coalition. I'm also the only candidate that wants to get rid of the machines and go back to hand counting ballots. We used to be able to hand count ballots. I'm very passionate about that. In fact, we had a local voter here in Warrensburg contact me this morning, and that local voter asked for a paper ballot. They filled out the paper ballot. They put it into the tabulator. It kicked it out in and out three times, and then finally the election judge said to that voter, said, well, why don't we just have you fill out a second ballot? And so that voter filled out a second ballot. I don't know what they did exactly with the first one, and filled out a second ballot, and that tabulator took that second ballot. So I believe in election integrity, and you know, we need to continue to focus on that to make sure that our elections are safe and secure.
Yep, that's Senator Denny Hoskins on the ballot today, Secretary of State. He is on my endorsed list. And Senator, best of luck today. Thank you for all you do.
Yes, thanks for having me. And make sure you go out there and vote today.
Absolutely, yep, thank you. Senator, we appreciate getting you on there. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk to Will Scharf. He is one of President Trump's attorneys. He is a candidate for attorney general. And I'm going to get him on the phone when we come back.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.